They had most of the evening to get into position. Should be enough.
Did you hear that? Said Granny. Over Razorback way.
Nanny looked innocently across the misty landscape. Sound travelled very clearly in these early hours.
What?
She said.
Sort of an irk noise.
No. Granny spun around.
Over there, she said. I definitely heard it this time. Something like cock-a-doodle or...
Can't say I did, Esme, said Nanny, smiling at the sky.
Lonkra Bridge up ahead. And over there, right down there, it was a definite squawk.
Dawn chorus. Esme, I expect.
Look, only half a mile to go.
Granny glared at the back of her colleague's head.
There's something going on here, she said.
Search me, Esme.
Your shoulders are shaking.
Lost my shawl back there. I'm a bit chilly. Look, we're nearly here. Granny glared ahead, her mind a maze of suspicions. She was going to get to the bottom of this, when she had time. The damp logs of Lonkra's main link to the outside world drifted gently underneath them. From the chicken farm, half a mile away, came a chorus of strangled squawks and a thud.
And that? What was that, then? Demanded Granny.
Foul pest.
Careful, I'm bringing us down. Are you laughing at me?
Just pleased for you, Esme. You'll go down in history for this, you know. They drifted between the timbers of the bridge. Granny Weatherwax alighted cautiously on the greasy planking and adjusted her dress.
Yes, well, she added nonchalantly.
Better than Black Alice, everyone'll say, Nanny Ogg went on.
Some people will say anything, said Granny.
She peered over the parapet at the foaming torrent far below, and then up at the distant outcrop on which stood Lonkra Castle.
Do you think they will?
She added nonchalantly.
Mark my words. But you've got to complete the spell, mind.
Granny Weatherwax nodded. She turned to face the dawn, raised her arms, and completed the spell. It is almost impossible to convey the sudden passage of 15 years and 2 months in words. It's a lot easier in pictures, when you can just use a calendar with lots of pages blowing off, or a clock with the hands moving faster and faster until they blur, or trees bursting into blossom and fruiting in a matter of seconds.
Well, you know.
Or the sun becomes a fiery streak across the sky, and days and nights flicker past jerkily like a bad zoetrope, and the fashions visible in the clothes shop across the road whip on and off faster than a lunchtime stripper with 5 pubs to do. There are any amount of ways, but they won't be required because, in fact, none of this happened. The sun did jerk sideways a bit, and it seemed that the trees on the rimwood side of the gorge were rather taller, and Nanny couldn't shake off the sensation that someone had just sat down heavily on her, squashed her flat, and then opened her out again. This was because the kingdom did not, in so many words, move through time in the normal flickering sky, high-speed photography sense of the word. It moved around it, which is much cleaner, considerably easier to achieve, and saves all that travelling around trying to find a laboratory opposite a dress shop that will keep the same dummy in the window for 60 years, which has traditionally been the most time-consuming and expensive bit of the whole business. The kiss lasted more than 15 years. Not even frogs can manage that. The fool drew back, his eyes glazed, his expression one of puzzlement.
Did you feel the world move? He said.
McGrath peered over his shoulder at the forest.
I think she's done it, she said.
Done what? McGrath hesitated. Oh, nothing. Nothing much, really.
Shall we have another try? I don't think we quite got it right that time.
McGrath nodded. This time it lasted only 15 seconds. Seemed longer.